Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints, and we greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. Our scripture reading this morning is in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 20. And it reads, "Now when Jesus saw a great multitude about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head." Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, we want to thank you for allowing us to see a new day, Lord, a new day filled with new mercies. And for that, we want to say thank you. This morning, just as you said in your word, that the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head, this morning, Lord, we want to pray for those who are homeless, O God. We pray, O God, for those that have nowhere to lay their head, even as the temperature, Lord, is cold outside. We pray, O God, for those agencies responsible, Lord, for taking in the homeless. We pray that they would get the resources, O God, and the support that they need to care for those who are without shelter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for the administrators, and we pray, O God, for those managing the shelters, O God. We pray, Lord, that you would expand their territory, Lord, expand their capacity in the name of Jesus. And we pray for those who are homeless, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would give them the help that they need, O God. We pray that you would give them the mental help that they need, for so many, Lord, are suffering from mental issues. We pray, Lord, that they would get the physical help that they need, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that they wouldn't suffer from hypothermia, O God, and frostbite, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for the homeless, O God, all around our nation, O God, and even around this region, O God. We pray, O God, that the resources would be shepherded and marshaled, O God, so that they may have places to stay, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, the same way that your mother could not find room in the inn, Lord, in the same way you said in your word that the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head, we thank you, Lord, that you're a Savior who understands. We thank you, Lord, that you can relate, O God. And we ask you to make a way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch government officials' heart, O God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as we see the homeless, Lord, if there's something that we can do, we pray that you would touch our hearts, prick our hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that you would allow us to help, O God, in the name of Jesus. Tenderize our hearts, O God. Make us sensitive to the plight of the homeless, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to do the work, O God, for you said in your word, whatsoever we do unto the least of these, that we do it unto you, O God. So, Lord, as we minister to those who are homeless, as we help those who are homeless, Lord God, we are doing it to you, Lord. And we show the love of Christ in the name of Jesus, Lord. So don't let us be insensitive, O God. Don't let us be cold and walk past those in need, O God. But let us see and recognize the need, and let us move with compassion, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We don't want to be like the Samaritan, O God, who was left there, and those priests, the priests walked by on the other side of the road. But we want to be, Lord, like the good Samaritan, O God, hallelujah, who stopped and made assistance, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word on today. We thank thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your mercy, Lord. As we do our Christmas shopping, Lord, as we celebrate with family and friends, Lord, help us to remember those who are less fortunate than we are, O God. Help us, O God, to know them, O God, and to minister them and to talk to them and to take the time to get to know them, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Let us be sensitive, Lord. Let us be discerning of those who truly need our help, O God, and those who are just trying to get over, Lord. But help us to be discerning. Help us to recognize, O God, those who are truly in need and truly need help, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you today. We ask you to bless those agencies, Lord, who are trying to help the Salvation Army, Lord, the Goodwill, Lord. We ask you to bless them, O God. Bless them with abundant resources like never before, Lord. Bless them, O God, with the finances. Bless them with the volunteers, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, expand their reach. Expand their territories, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, expand our reach. Expand our territories, Lord. Let us do more, O God, in the name of Jesus. For you said that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And we're praying right now that you would send more laborers into the harvest, O God, in the name of Jesus. And as we feed those, as we clothe those, O God, as we provide shelter, let them know you, O God. For as they see us, let them see you. Let them see you shining through, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you this morning for this time of prayer, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. For you said that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we thank you for hearing us, O God. We thank you for opening the door, O God. We thank you for meeting the needs, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, eventually that there be no homeless people in this nation, O God. We pray, O God, that there be no homeless people in this city, O God, in the name of Jesus. For your name is Jehovah Jireh, and you are our provider, Lord. And you said in your word that the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it, Lord. So every person belongs to you, Lord. And we pray that the needs are met of the homeless right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray that they would not be forgotten during this Christmas season, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray, O God, that they will not be forgotten during this Christmas season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those in authority, Lord, that they would work in harmony, work in concert, Lord, to remember the homeless, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Lord. We give you great glory. We give you great honor. And Lord, I pray for those who are on the phone right now. I pray for those who have made it a sacrifice, O God. And I pray that you would bless them, Lord, for their faithfulness and their diligence in the name of Jesus. Bless them with their heart's desire during this holiday season, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bless their families, O God. Bless them abundantly in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise on today, Lord, because you are so well-deserving. And you are the King of glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank God. And amen. Saints, remember as you go about your business during this holiday season, this Christmas season, remember again that Jesus is the reason for the season. And so look for every opportunity to show the love of Christ during the season. As you meet people who are in need and people who are homeless, allow the Lord to work through you and have a discerning spirit for those who are truly in need. And if the Lord touches your heart. Move with compassion upon the people. For this is what Jesus did. He moved with compassion for the people. When he saw a great need, he moved with compassion upon the people. I ask you to remember that the Lord, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Remember the various announcements for the Temple of Healing Waters Church every first Monday of the month is Men's Monday, where the brethren, we come together for Bible study and fellowship. Every first Wednesday of the month is Women's Wednesday, where the ladies come together for Bible study, fellowship, and various activities. Every first Thursday of the month is our Refocus Ministry, which is our grief and bereavement ministry, where we come together to get a refreshing from the Lord and to heal from the grief process. Remember, as you do unto the least of these, you do it unto the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Be blessed. Remember that I love you, but most of all, that God loves you. And he sent his darling son, Jesus Christ, to die for you and I, that we might have eternal life. Be blessed and have a wonderful day.